horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty, hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! There's danger on the trail ahead! I'll Silver! Boy!
Bright Texas sunlight slanting through the high corral formed a pattern of horizontal bars on the hard-packed ground. Perhaps that was the reason Hammerhead snorted his defiance. Restraining bars and men who threw ropes were all the fiery three-year-old stallion had ever known. They called him Hammerhead the Outlaw. He couldn't understand their words, but he could understand their futile attempts to put a saddle on his back.
Take no use, Kip. You might as well try to saddle the devil himself as put a hull on that critter.
He's a mean one, all right. What'd he do? Nip you on the shoulder?
Yeah. Ordinary, no good hunk of horse meat. I'd have put a .45 slug right between them ugly red eyes of his.
Look at the way he arches his neck. Hammerhead. They sure named that critter right.
Dynamite would be a better name for him.
Why'd the boss ship him up here?
Rodeo next week. Kruger's going to offer $1,000 to anybody who will ride the varmint.
Ride? Well, you can't even slap leather onto that killer.
He's worse than a killer, Kip. I tell you, that critter's a born outlaw. Nobody will ever break him.
Oddly enough, it was on this same day in a little town in Missouri that another outlaw confronted some men who were trying to capture him. He was a tall man with broad shoulders, lean hips, and a shock of red hair that had the same tawny gleam as Hammerhead's mane. His voice carried a note of defiance.
I'm warning you. If either of you gents come one step closer, I'm going to trigger this gun. I'm lining out of here. If you want to follow me over the state line, it'll be your funeral. Not mine. Get up, there, boy. Get up.
Nevy, I'll hold
put down your gun. Throwing a noose over King Star is a federal job, not ours. Come on, we'll go back and talk to Laramie Jones. Got bad news for you, Laramie.
Well, that right?
Me and my deputy located King Star. They drew down on us and then skedaddled.
Got away again, eh? Seems like I'm having an uncommon lot of trouble running that hombre down.
Who is this King Star, Marshal?
Oh, just a cowpoke. Got himself in trouble up in Montana.
Murder?
Manslaughter. Him and a driver on a government mail coach had a little argument. King knocked the fella down. He died a couple of days later.
No robbery?
Oh, nothing like that.
And how come the governor's had you trailing him for the past year?
Because he broke the law. He's got to serve his time.
How long?
2 years.
Oh, shucks. No sense in branding a feller an outlaw over a little fight.
I don't make the laws, boys. I'm just a bloodhound. Well, guess I'll be moving on. Which way did Star head?
Southwest. Down Texas way.
And I'll be trailing him.
If you ask me, I say that King Star's going to be a hard hombre to hogtie. How are you going to find him?
It will be hard. I've been following him for a year. Know all his habits.
Yeah?
He's got a weakness for horses. Wherever there's a bunch of broncos, that's where I'm liable to find King Star.
Well, I'm glad it's your job and not mine. From the looks of him, that critter's a born outlaw. Nobody will ever break him.
So it was, a few days later, King Star, unable to resist the lure of squealing leather, thudding hooves, and the smell of dust, stood by a high corral near Empire City, Texas. He was bareheaded, but the bright red thatch that was now dark brown, some hair dye had wrought the transformation. He was watching two boys and two cowhands who'd finally put a saddle on a fiery red stallion. Billy Landis had mounted the horse while Dan Reed held the blindfold and the bridle.
All right, Dan. When I say go, turn him loose.
Are you sure you can stick, Billy?
I'm going to try. Now, let him go.
Ride him, Billy, ride him.
Loosen up. Loosen up, boy, or you'll pile you.
Watch out, Billy. Uh-oh.
Nobody stays on Hammerhead, least of all a kid like that.
No.
Billy, Billy, are you hurt?
No, guess not. Just sprained my shoulder a little bit.
Yeah, but you rode him. That means you get the $20.
I hope so. Where's Mr. Kruger?
Here he comes.
Well, Mr. Kruger, I did it. I'll take that money now.
That's what you think. You didn't stick with him long enough to earn it.
But I... You promised me.
I say you didn't earn it. Now get out of here.
Hey, you can't cheat, Billy. You better pay him.
Who you caught on a cheat? They're both you kids bamboos.
You can't get out.
Of course he can't. I saw the whole thing. If you promised this boy $20 for riding that horse, why don't you pay up?
This is private, stranger. None of your business.
I'm making it my business. Fork over the kid's money.
Why? Pull a gun on me, huh?
Pay up.
Yeah. All right. Here's your double sober, kid.
Thanks.
Now get out of the corral, all three of you.
Come on, Billy. You coming with us, mister?
Sure. When there's a skunk around, I always walk the other way.
Yeah, the dirty, low-down coyote.
Now, me and Kip had our guns out, boss. We'd have plugged that hombre.
Shut up. Neither one of you is worth his weight in the hogwash.
But we didn't know.
Bob Harmon's voice and his looks. I've seen him someplace before.
He's a stranger around these parts.
You and Kip trail him. I want to know where he's from, what he's doing here, savvy?
Sure.
All right, get going.
Gee, thanks a lot, mister, for helping us out.
That's all right, just forget it.
That Ross Kruger's a crook.
Sure he is.
Here, Victor.
Where are you going, Dan?
Oh, I gotta be riding, Billy.
Easy, boy.
My friends are waiting for me. We're camped down by the river.
Shucks, I figured you'd stay over with me a few days.
Yeah, some other time.
Aren't you going to stay around for the rodeo day after tomorrow?
Oh, sure, we'll be here for that. So long, Billy. And so long. Gee, mister, I guess I don't know your name.
Yeah, what is your name?
It's... Why, it's King. Tex King.
I'm Dan Reed. He's Billy Landis.
I'm pleased to meet both of you, gents.
Well, see you again, Mr. King. So long, Billy.
So long.
Come on, Victor.
Nice kid.
There's none better. I've known him ever since he came down to this country from Montana.
Montana?
Yeah. Why, are you from there, Tex?
Well, you might say I've been through there. Say, you must have needed $20 awful bad to take a chance riding that outlaw horse.
I do need it. $20 is the entrance fee for the bronc busting contest and the rodeo.
Oh, it's going to be a rodeo.
Yeah, and Ross Kruger, the guy that owns Hammerhead, is offering $1,000 to anyone who rides him.
You aim to win $1,000?
I've got to. I lose my ranch.
Ain't you a little young to own a ranch?
Well, it was Pa's until he died. Then I had to mortgage it at the bank. Found out last week that Ross Kruger had bought my mortgage. It's due day after tomorrow, and I haven't got a thin dime.
Yeah, this Ross Kruger hombre must be a pretty big man here in Empire City.
He owns the biggest ranch and has the most money, if that's what you mean.
How come you were riding his killer horse today?
Because when Dan Reed and I rode by the corral this morning, Kruger was talking big. Said he'd pay $20 to anybody who stayed on Hammerhead for 20 seconds. Gave it a whirl.
Mighty nice riding, too.
Thanks. How long are you going to be in town, Tex?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe an hour. Maybe a week.
Gee, why don't you come out to my place? You can bunk there as long as you want to. I got plenty of grub.
Hey, sounds mighty interesting. Believe I'll take you up. Used to do a little bronc riding myself. Might be able to give you a few pointers on riding in that rodeo.
Swell. Come on, let's go.
A short time after he left Empire City, Dan Reed rode into the trailside camp where the Lone Ranger and Tonto were waiting for him.
Oh, Victor, oh boy, oh there.
Oh. You see your friend Billy Landis, Dan?
Sure. I stopped in Empire City while he rode the toughest wild stallion I've ever seen.
That's so. Who does the horse belong to?
A fellow named Ross Kruger.
Kruger? Then stallion must have red coat. Call it Hammerhead.
Yeah, that's right. How'd you know, Tonto?
Well, Hammerhead, killer horse. Nobody ride it.
Billy Landis did. That is for a few seconds until he was thrown.
Why did Billy take a chance like that?
Well, because Ross Kruger said he'd pay $20 if anyone could stay on Hammerhead 20 seconds. Billy wanted to earn the money for his entrance fee in a rodeo. Kruger refused to pay him.
What?
So a man named Tex King was standing there. He made Kruger pay Billy.
Tex King? Who's he?
I never saw him before.
Well, there are a lot of riders coming into Empire City for the rodeo. He might have...
Man on horse. Come plenty fast.
Yeah, what's he doing on this trail? Shall we stop?
Oh, Dan, stay where you are. We'll see what he wants.
Oh, oh, boy, oh. Howdy, strangers. Can you tell me... Masked, an outlaw.
Oh, you're mistaken.
Don't think so. I'm a United States Marshal.
But you'd better not reach for that gun.
Outdrawed me. All right, make your play.
Well, sir, that's up to you. You were about to say something?
That mask.
Forget the mask. I'm not an outlaw. Neither are my friends.
I was just going to ask if I'm on the right trail to Empire City.
Yes, it's less than a mile. Straight ahead.
I'm a lawman.
I can see that by your badge.
You don't talk like an outlaw.
I told you you were mistaken.
Then why don't you leather that gun?
It's a habit of mine, Marshal. I never lay down my cards until I know what's in the other man's hand.
All right, I'll play him face up. My name is Laramie Jones. I'm carrying a government warrant for a man called King Star. You ever hear of him?
What does he look like?
About your height and build. Got bright red hair.
And you think he's in this territory?
They're liable to be. I hear there's going to be a rodeo in Empire City. Star can no more keep away from a riding show than a steer can keep away from salt.
I don't know King Star, Marshal. But if he's an outlaw, I hope you catch him. Those are my cards. Face up.
You're a queer sort of critter.
Lots of luck to you.
Well, I'll be... Get up there!
Hey, the outlaw he described, except for red hair, could be Tex King. The man who helped Billy.
Are you sure, then?
Well, it sounded that way.
Where is he now?
With Billy, I guess.
Here, Silver.
Come, Scout.
Yeah, Victor.
How do we get to Billy's ranch?
South, then turn west.
Steady, big fella.
Yes, boy. We riding out there?
Yes, Dan.
Yeah, but if this Tex King's an outlaw...
That's what we're going to find out. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Victor.
I'll Silver. Boy!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. We'll be right back. to continue our story. Early that evening, a stranger who had spent the afternoon walking the streets of Empire City entered the sheriff's office.
Howdy. You, Sheriff Blake?
That's right. What can I do for you?
Just wanted to introduce myself. Name's Jones. Laramie Jones. Government Marshal. Here's my credentials.
Well, I'm glad to know you, Laramie. You here for business or pleasure?
Both. I figure on seeing the rodeo. That'll be pleasure.
And the business?
I'm trailing a critter named King Star. You ever hear of him?
King Star. No, I can't say to have. What's he look like?
Oh, no. Never seen him close up. But I've seen him ride. He's one of the greatest bronc peelers that ever topped a cayuse.
Oh, there are a lot of strangers in town. Most of them are riders. Here for the rodeo.
Well, I'll keep my eyes open.
Sure, and if I can help you in any way, Marshal, I...
Thanks. One more thing. Do you know an outlaw in these parts that rides a white stallion, wears a mask, and travels with a redskin and a kid?
Never even heard of a critter like that. What's his name?
I don't know.
Got a warrant for him, too?
No. Just curious, that's all.
Hey, see what I mean, Billy? Of course, this bronc ain't a wild one like that hammerhead, but you gotta remember to ride him loose.
Gee, you sure can handle a horse. I never seen anyone ride like you, Tex.
Oh, I picked up a few pointers in my time. Might as well pass them along.
Don't think I'm not grateful. Gee, if I remember everything you've told me, I'll ride in that rodeo like King Star himself.
King Star?
Sure, haven't you ever heard of him? He's one of the best bronc busters in the world.
That right?
I never seen him, but my pa used to talk about him.
What's the matter, kid?
Thought I just saw somebody sneak into that bunkhouse.
Thought you were living all alone out here.
I am. Wait a minute, Tex. I'll be right back.
Billy. Oh. Billy, what happened?
Somebody plugged me. Somebody in the bunkhouse.
Why, I'll...
There, see?
I'll stop him. Missed him. I'll saddle a bronc and be off.
No, Tex, it doesn't make any difference. I'm not hurt very bad.
Let me see. Slug went clear through your arm. But it's a clean wound. Guess you don't have to worry.
It isn't being bushwhacked that worries me.
Well, what do you mean?
Rodeo. Can't ride any broncs if I can only use one arm.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that, kid.
Yeah, and I've been figuring on winning.
Who are these hombres? They must be the ones who fired
it. Tex. It's Dan Reed and his friend.
Oh, Victor, what? Oh,
Silver, boy, go.
Billy, up. What happened?
Hey, big fella.
Somebody shot.
Missed. If you're the outlaws...
Put down that gun. We're not outlaws. Who shot you, Billy?
I don't know. Tex and I were over there in the corral. Heard somebody in the bunkhouse, but I only got this far.
I saw the critter who did it. But he hopped his horse and got away.
You better have that wound dressed. Tonto, you and Dan take care of Billy.
We go in house. Get hot water.
Sure. Come on, Billy. You can lean on me. Thanks.
Tough break for the kid. He's figuring on riding a bronc in the rodeo. Now with that bad arm.
Yes, it is tough.
I just met the boy today, but I like him. He's got a lot of spunk. He's going to lose this spread unless he can raise $1,000 for the mortgage. He's going to try to win it in the rodeo.
It's too bad.
I was trying to give him a few pointers.
He couldn't have had a better teacher than King Star.
You know me?
I've seen you ride too many times, King. Be fooled by the color of your hair.
You ain't a lawman, are you?
No, but I met a United States Marshal today who's looking for you.
Yeah?
A man named Laramie Jones.
Oh, Laramie Jones. So that critter's still trailing me.
What's the charge, King?
Manslaughter. About a year ago up north, I got a little too handy with my fists.
Accident?
I think so. But I guess the law don't figure that way.
The looks of Laramie Jones, he's the kind of a man who never gives up.
Yeah. Guess I might as well throw in my chips now as any other time. Kind of hate to do it, though. Right now.
Why?
Oh, I was just thinking. If it weren't for Laramie, I could enter that bronc contest. Ride for Billy Landis. Maybe help the kid out.
Isn't Hammerhead a killer horse? An outlaw?
So am I. Maybe two outlaws together would mean a square shake for the kid.
Oh, I see what you mean. It's It's a good idea.
You won't tip me off to Laramie?
I won't say a word until after the rodeo.
Everything's fixed, Ross.
What do you mean?
I just come back from the kid's ranch. Did a little fancy lead slinging.
You didn't put
him... No, nothing serious. Just clipped him in the arm. Don't worry, he won't be riding any broncs for a long time.
Good.
Hey, got a line on that other thing, too.
What?
A tall critter was out in the corral with a kid. So I sneaked into the bunkhouse and went through his saddle roll.
What'd you find?
This.
What is it?
Bottle half full of hair dye and an empty envelope. There's no letter in it, but his name's on it. Hey, Mr. King Star.
King Star? So that's who that hombre is. I thought I recognized him. Star's really redheaded. So he dyes his hair and comes down here as a ringer in the rodeo. Well,
what's the difference? Who's he?
King Star's the slickest bronc buster in the country.
Well, who cares?
I do. Suppose he substitutes for the Landis kid.
Hammerhead will take care of him.
I can't risk it. You and Kip take care of him first.
Oh,
you
boss...
heard me? Get gone.
Anything you say.
The day of the rodeo dawned bright and clear in Empire City, and by midday the sun was beating down relentlessly upon a dusty arena and a packed grandstand. Hoofs thudded on hard-packed ground, another long denouncer, and the roar of an excited crowd. In a high corral near the entrance chute, several wild horses pawed the ground nervously. Sheriff Blake and Laramie Jones eyed them with interest.
Mean-looking critters, ain't they?
Meanest we could find. Bronc busters around here like them tough.
Shouldn't think they'd want them any tougher than that wild-eyed bomber with the red coat.
That's Hammerhead. He's an outlaw and a killer. Nobody's ever topped him.
I can believe it. Outlaw, huh? Red-headed outlaw.
Say, that's what you're looking for, ain't it? A red-headed outlaw.
Yeah, but the critter I want's only got two legs.
Got any line on him yet?
No, but if he shows up, I'll recognize him.
If I can help, let me know.
In a dressing room back of the grandstand, the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Dan waited impatiently for King Star.
Golly, if he doesn't get here pretty soon, it'll be too late. They've already started the bronc busting contest. Listen.
Never a horn that can't be rode. Never a rider that can't be thrown. Yeah. And now, Shorty Byrne, coming up on Skyrocket.
Where's Billy, Dan?
Up in the grandstand. When I told him that Tex was going to take his place and that he was really King Star, he wanted to watch it from there.
Should have been here long before now, unless... Quick, Dan, open it.
Yeah.
King...
Golly, what happened to you?
Riding in from the ranch, a couple of hombres tried to dry gulch me.
Eddie?
Shot my horse, and they gun whipped me.
Are you seriously hurt? Can you ride?
Afraid I can't. My back.
Dan, you take King to a doctor. There's one near the judge's stand.
Sure.
And don't mention his name. Hurry.
But I've got
to... Go with Dan, King. I'll try my luck with Hammerhead. Now, Tonto, quick. Help me with the disguise.
A few moments later, a tall, lean cowpuncher walked toward the chute where six men had finally put a saddle and a blindfold on Hammerhead. He eased himself onto the bronco's back and placed his feet firmly in the stirrups.
All right, boy. Everything will be all right.
And now for the main event. For a special prize of $1,000 in cash, riding a substitute for Billy Landis, take coming out on Hammerhead.
All right, let him go.
Hammerhead, the outlaw stallion, lived up to his name. He bucked, turned, twisted, sunfished, and hurled himself forward with all the force of his powerful body. And still the Lone Ranger remained in his saddle. Then, with one final lunge, Hammerhead knew he had lost. He knew that his days as an outlaw were over. The timekeeper's whistle and the roar of an excited crowd reached the ears of a horse who knew he had met his master.
Greatest job of front busting I've ever seen. Cowboy, you sure know how to ride.
Hey, big fella. Excuse me, please.
Wait a minute. Aren't you going to collect the prize money?
Ed.
Golly, you sure
did. I want you to take this note to that man standing over there by the corral. His name is Laramie Jones.
Sure.
Well, Laramie, how'd you like that for a job of bronc buster?
First rate. He sure pulled that hammerhead down to a walk.
Best job I ever seen, and I've seen a lot of them. This Tex King is sure a topper.
Yeah, only one thing wrong with him.
What's that?
His name ain't Tex. It's King Star.
Star? You mean
Must have dyed his hair, but I'd recognize that brand of riding any place.
You going to arrest him?
Right now.
Are you Laramie Jones?
Nobody else, Sonny.
Yeah, here's a note for you.
Well, this is real interesting.
What is it?
Story about an outlaw. An outlaw that's been broken. Just like Hammerhead was broken out there in the ring. He's going to work on a ranch that's free and clear as soon as a boy named Landis collects some prize money.
Outlaw? Landis? Prize money? What are you talking about, Larry?
Where's that kid who brought this note?
He's gone.
Well, I thought I'd seen him somewhere before.
Hey, what's that you're tearing up?
A warrant for the arrest of King Star.
But I thought you said this Tex Hombre was the one.
I must have made a mistake.
You just got through telling me you recognized the way he rode Hammerhead.
Yeah, I said that. But I ain't so sure it was King Star who rode that horse.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.